WDR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Alexis Christophorus. In Tennessee, Shelby County District Attorney Steve Mulroy formally announced a grand jury returned indictments, including second-degree murder charges, against the five fired Memphis police officers in the beating death of Tyree Nichols.
While each of the five individuals played a different role in the incident in question, the actions of all of them resulted in the death of Tyree Nichols, and they are all responsible.
The officers were fired after a review of body cam video, allegedly showing the officers beating Nichols during his arrest. Nichols died 3 days later. A jury in New York has found Saifullo Saipov, a Uzbek native, guilty of murder and attempted murder in order to gain entry to ISIS. He was accused of driving a rented truck down a Manhattan bike path near the Hudson River in 2017 in an ISIS-inspired terror attack that killed 8 people. Today's verdict makes him eligible for the death penalty. This is ABC News. The computer meltdown that crippled Southwest Airlines over the holiday has hit the company's bottom line. ABC's Jim Ryan is in the carrier's hometown of Dallas.
Days of flight delays and nearly 17,000 cancellations over Christmas cost Southwest Airlines $800 million in the fourth quarter of 2022. That's according to today's government filing by the airline. The ripple effect is expected to be at least another $300 million lost in bookings this quarter. Meanwhile, Southwest does plan to spend $1.3 billion on technology upgrades to prevent another computer blow-up, like the one that forced all those delays and cancellations.
Scotland is known for its green rolling hills, but it's also home to the world's ugliest building, at least according to some Twitter users. They say the Scottish Parliament building in Edinburgh is the world's biggest architectural eyesore. According to that list, the J. Edgar Hoover Building in Washington, D.C. is the ugliest building in the U.S. Alexis Christophorus, ABC News.
Continue the conversation online. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook and on Twitter.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. The State Bar of Wisconsin says the shortage of prosecutors and public defenders is a constitutional crisis. The lawyers group says the right to a fair and speedy trial in Wisconsin is at stake. WisPolitics.com reports 24 district attorneys in Wisconsin have left office before their terms expired in the past 4 years. The public defender's office says it's about 20% short-staffed. New drivers in Wisconsin got to skip their road tests during the pandemic. Now, the DMV wants to make its driving test waiver permanent. The DMV says 87% of new drivers got a waiver since May of 2020. There's plenty of concern that not testing new drivers on the road is making driving more dangerous. In sports, the Bucks beat Denver last night 107-99. Maryland shelled the Badgers 73-55. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work alongside Civic Media's amazing sales team to create a custom radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. The $1 million advertising giveaway today only. There are some rules. Go to civicmedia.us/million.
Bedtime is rough, even for Peanut. That's why people will try anything to fall asleep. Headstands before bed, even blowing bubbles. But Ashley has a trick that works every time. A new Tempur-Pedic mattress. It adapts to your body's needs to help you fall asleep faster and stay asleep longer. You'll wake up feeling refreshed every day. Even Peanut agrees. So ditch the wacky bedtime rituals. Head to Ashley to take home a Tempur-Pedic today.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
That was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Our guest is Kristen Elfheim, who is the state Senate candidate for District 19 in the Fox Valley.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
There are really good people that have been in Madison on both sides. And if we're not letting the strongest problem solvers win, we're making a mistake.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry, always on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to a Civic Media radio station. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dom, it's a Million Dollar Thursday. How you doing? You feeling like a million bucks? You know, with inflation, a million bucks just isn't what it used to be.
No, not quite what it used to be. Can barely buy any politician.
George Santos, $199.99. Dom, we got a tremendous show. I can't wait. You can't even know how uplifted I am when our girl, our pal, Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel, Maggie Dawn, texts me and says, hey there, coming to Madison. I'm nice. Joining you on the radio today. Yeah. You know, it's sort of an unwritten invitation. Door's always open for Maggie Dawn.
Absolutely. Anytime.
So apparently business or personal or something brings her to town. So her in-studio attendance right here in the Solidarity Realty Studios, Madison, beautiful Madison, Wisconsin, and the finest of guests, Legal Eagle Maggie Dawn. So that will be a happy hour indeed. And I got to point out something, Dom. It's not exactly a political lead. Maggie had a drink order. I had a run across the street for her. I actually picked up lunch for the office. You know, guys all feeling good today, Dom. Big day for Civic Media. But anyways, I said, hell yeah, come on down. I said, in fact, you know, I'm sitting in front of a liquor store. Can I get you anything? And she gave me an order. Citrus White Claws. I got to tell you, I lost just a little respect just at that moment.
Me? Those are good standbys, man.
Standbys. Standby what? That I have never have my lips pressed a White Claw.
Really? You're missing out, man. White Claws are pretty good sometimes. Man, you gotta expand your horizons, Trudy. The Captain Morgan. I mean, pardon me, man, but your palate is all about Captain Morgan. I think you could handle a couple of White Claws.
Generally, you know. Generally, to my experience, at least recently, you're what, three fingers of tequila in an ice cube? when are you working the White Claws in?
You know, when I'm not drinking.
Well said. Maggie Dawn in the Happier Happy Hour. You better stick around for her. Dom, sort of a sad story, a tragic story leads the day. Wisconsin Supreme Court race going on. And today was Waukesha County celebrity judge Jennifer Doro's day in the Daniel Bice barrel. Everett Mitchell had his day. Today it was Doro. And the accusation made, and we're going to support this with fine reporting from the Journal Sentinel, the accusation is effectively that her son, Michael Doro, at the time, if I understood the reporting, he was 19, he sold another young man, Cade Reddington, I believe that young man's name, sold him what was supposedly a Percocet, an opioid pill, except perhaps it wasn't. Perhaps it was fentanyl, because the kid went back to the dorms that night, laid down in a beanbag, and he never woke up. And, you know, how long's Bob been dead?
Gotta be close to 10 years, man.
We were doing this show, and we were Saturday.
Still Saturday show at the time, yeah.
It was, I think, Saturday, April 21st, around, what was it? 2013,
early afternoon, yeah.
Something like that. And our friend's brother notified us that a good friend of ours had died the evening before, effectively had taken an opioid and didn't wake up. And we knew Bob was struggling. We knew that Bob had an opioid problem. And I feared. I mean, it's sad when you got a friend on opioids, you fear getting that phone call. But I didn't see it coming that day. And no parent, and I couldn't imagine getting that phone call about my kid. No parent could possibly express the sorrow of what that would be like. But Cade Reddington's father apparently approached Judge Doro, had an opportunity to try and get an explanation. And that is sort of where this reporting starts. But the allegation has not yet been supported by any criminal charges. And the police department, who is it? UWM's police that's investigating this death? 15 months later, it's still an ongoing investigation. But there are a number of people that were independently interviewed by the Journal Sentinel, according to the reporting here. They did not name these sources, but they claim they interviewed these people separately. They all pointed the finger at this Michael Doro, this son of Waukesha County Judge Jennifer Doro. And the timing on this, Dom, very unfortunate. You know, you're going into a primary. And Jennifer Doro hopes to be the conservative regent educated, because both candidates from the conservative side went to this second-class law school, but that's secondary to this story at the moment. Whether this is friendly fire from the right, and I suspect it is, this came from Dan Kelly's group. Why do we know that? Because if this is coming from the left, they'd have held on to it a little bit longer. When you see attacks before the primary, logic, you can't know for sure, but logic would seem to indicate this is the opponent. The opponent, in this case, is Dan Kelly's team. Do I know that? Am I making an accusation? No, but I'm doing a little strategery on the radio. Strategically, it makes most sense for Dan Kelly or some supporter thereof to have been the one that released this story. Dom, you got the story?
Yeah, let's get to it. Daniel Bice reporting. Waunakee resident David Reddington never thought he'd get the chance to ask State Supreme Court candidate Jennifer Doro directly about the fentanyl death of his son, Cade. But there they were on January 10th at Pedro's Mexican restaurant in Madison. Reddington, a semi-retired independent insurance adjuster, had arrived for dinner when Doro was speaking at a Dane County Republican Party Pints and Politics gathering. Near the end of the event, Reddington introduced himself to Doro, a Waukesha County judge who was one of the four candidates running for the Supreme Court next month's primary. After a bit of small talk, Reddington said he got to the point of the conversation. "Look, I want you to know who I am. I'm David Reddington, the father of Cade Reddington." Reddington said Doro withdrew immediately and said, "I'm not talking to you," shortly before exiting the restaurant. It's one subject Doro doesn't want to discuss. Cade Reddington was an 18-year-old University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee freshman when he died of fentanyl poisoning on November 4th of 2021. Two of Reddington's friends told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that he was frequently buying prescription pills from Michael Doro, the 19-year-old son of the Supreme Court candidate, in the weeks leading up to his death. Reddington's friends and family want to know if one of those pills that might have killed him. Michael Doro and Cade Reddington were last seen together by multiple friends outside the Miramar Theater about 3 weeks before Cade's death.
Wait, 3 hours.
I'm sorry. Yes, my bad. 3 hours before Cade's death. Earlier that evening, he had told friends he was going to buy a perk, short for Percocet, an opioid pain medication, from Michael. Two friends told the Journal Sentinel. The concern is that Cade may have purchased a counterfeit pill laced with a deadly dose of fentanyl. Michael Doro has not been charged with any crime in the case, and he could not be reached for comment. Fentanyl has taken hold throughout the nation. In 2021, the DEA issued a public safety alert on the widespread drug trafficking of fentanyl in the form of fentanyl-laced fake prescription pills for such brands as Percocet and Xanax. Nationally, DEA investigators reported seizing more than 379 million potentially deadly doses of fentanyl in a 12-month span, enough to kill every American. Waukesha County Executive Paul Farrow has declared fentanyl a community health crisis.
Dom, this is a long read, and we're going to take some turns, but I think it's important reporting. 15 months later, UWM police say the investigation, well, it's ongoing. Some 15 months after Cade's death, UWM officials said the police department is still looking into the matter. The investigation is ongoing, a university spokeswoman said. UWM police cannot comment on active investigations. We are working diligently on this case in consultation with the district attorney's office and remain in contact with the family to provide updates. In one of those updates, Reddington family members say they were told that Michael Doro had hired an attorney and was not answering questions. On November 30th, Reddington's family sent a letter to Doro's Waukesha County courtroom asking her to help out in the case by doing what she could to get her son to meet with authorities to declare his innocence or provide cops with the names of drug distributors. Struggle with that word, apparently, drug distributors in the area. Doro didn't respond. Her office declined to provide a copy of the letter in response to a January 12th open records request from the Journal Sentinel. Dave Reddington then tried to take matters into his own hands at a Mexican restaurant on January 10th. After Doro said she wouldn't talk to him, Reddington said he continued, "Pardon me, your son was friends with my son. They had a relationship. I've got to go," Doro responded, according to Reddington. Her aide then ushered her out the door to an awaiting car. Interestingly, Doro had brushed off the Journal Sentinel a day earlier when a reporter asked to talk to her about Michael. She said she was not talking about the family and walked away. In an interview, Reddington said, "I couldn't believe what happened to me. She was basically avoiding me, scramming, getting out of there." When we come back, we're going to give you the rest of the story according to the Journal Sentinel. I think it is a very comprehensive story being published by Daniel Bice today. There are accusations being leveled at Supreme Court Justice candidate Jennifer Doro's son, Michael Doro, 19 at the time, that he sold a lethal dose, a fentanyl-laced dose of an opioid, to a UWM student. And 15 months later, no charges. The investigation, it's ongoing. Come back with us. We are the devil's advocates. This show, except a few stray words, is ongoing.
You never come.
Cardall put out these weird, sad videos interviewing incapacitated elders in their nursing homes that don't have the ability to say, "Don't use me as your political prop."
If they are what you say they are, then you shouldn't be doing it how you did it.
Yes, it was the kids using the parents as props. "Well, my old man hasn't talked since 76. Of course he would have voted for Trump." That's the evidence. Videos. People that can't talk.
It is wrong. It's absolutely wrong.
Check out the entire podcast library at darnwi.com.
Here's-
Here's that song again.
Yay!
Here's that song again.
For the 100th time today,
here's that song again.
It's gonna be stuck in your head all day.
Yay!
Here's that song again.
It will make you cray cray.
You love your kids enough to watch that TV show a bajillion times.
Yay!
Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat for their age and size. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies expected tonight with lows around 14. Winds out of the southwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow. Snow likely. Daytime highs approaching 34. A few flurries possible at times again. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to around 11. Mainly cloudy skies expected. About an inch of snow tomorrow through Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 26.
High of 33. Overcast skies tomorrow night. A few flurries possible at times. Lows around 15. 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow through Saturday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 27 degrees.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Your calls are welcome at 844-967-2789.
Tom, gotta do a little house cleaning. $1 million Thursday. Here's the problem. The $1 million is almost gone. Literally, this was supposed to be a 15-hour event. We, the Brain Trust behind this, the Brain Trust actually is our senior vice president and director of sales, Roxanne Charles. She had this wonderful idea. Give away $1 million. You know, I'm not that generous, but somehow my partner, Sage, and I have been cajoled into making this grandiose offer. But it was only for one day. And when we get to $1 million, we're done. And if you have been slow to respond to this very generous offer, mostly from Sage, because I ain't that generous. I got to tell you that we're almost out of inventory. I have been overwhelmed by the success of this little program, Dom. Apparently, people like stuff for free.
If it's free, it's for me, and I'll take three.
Well, you're thinking of Hawk's Fighter Neighborhood Bars. He made three separate applications. Well done, Hawk. If you haven't made application, though, literally, we're closing it up early because we are going to run out of slots for this. So, effectively, Dom, 420 today. I'm making last call, baby. And please take my word seriously. If you want to be a part of this, please, it's last call. We may be done by 5 p.m. So, please enter your information at civicmedia.us/$1 million giveaway. No strings attached. We are giving away $1 million, but when it's gone, it's gone. And it's almost freaking gone, Dom.
I can't believe it. That's awesome, dude.
We are going to blow way through. So I suspect we'll have more applications than dollars to give. So, you know, make sure you get in sooner than later. That's all I would advise. But again, well done. I mean, that means there are hundreds of companies in the state that have responded to this today, because it's only been open since 9 o'clock this morning. My first crack at promoting this little thing, you know, there's people with targets, putting targets on our back, Dom. Other shows on this fine network, the Civic Media Network, they have said we are way better than Crute and Dom. We are better.
I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I don't believe they say it. I don't believe they mean it.
Well, here's what I need. For the sake of my gargantuan ego, I need all you small business owners to go register now and make sure you go to the drop down when they ask you, where'd you hear about it? Devil's Advocates, baby. Don't leave us.
Please, yes, do it. God, please, make Crudy feel good. It makes everyone's lives so much easier.
Otherwise, I'm a bear, and Dom, you're going to see me in person tomorrow. We're going to be together. Man, we're going on the road.
Yeah, here we go again.
Are we staying in the same hotel room?
Oh, no, we're getting two rooms, right?
Whoa.
Come on, we got a bunk bed up? Come on, man.
Not bunk beds. I thought you'd be on the Haida couch. You're the little guy. You can sleep on the couch. But anyways, we'll get you proper accommodations-ish. Green Bay going up to play out on our new affiliate tomorrow, WGBW. Green Bay's right in the name. Green Bay, Wisconsin. People are like, what are the call signs up there? I'm like, it's Green Bay, Wisconsin. GBW. Easier if you just put it in your radio at 97.9 FM. Or, you know, your old school farmer friends, all the way up to the UP, all the way up Door County, tell them 5090 AM. That's all you need to know. So we're going up there. We're going to broadcast. Beautiful facility right adjacent to the Ray Nitschke Bridge. Dude, I was listening to that station. I think I mentioned. I drove up all the way to Green Bay just to listen to Civic Media, that crystal clear signal, dude. Like by Nina, I was listening to it on 41 North. I'm so pumped. You know, I'm like a radio geek, right?
Yeah, I know. You're a total radio nerd, but I get it. For that FM to go all the way down to Nina from Green Bay, that's pretty solid, dude.
We're coming for you, TAQ. We're coming for you, Mediocre Joe. This will be the greatest thing the Fox Valley ever heard, Dom. You know we are. We already are. We've only been there for like a week. Tomorrow we go. We broadcast. Harvey K won't be joining us, though.
Yeah, I know. I text him a little
bit,
too.
He's on a beach.
So. No, good for him, man.
He threatened to... Well, anyways, we're going to Green Bay tomorrow. I've almost got my accommodations worked out. Like,
all right, good.
Motel 6, they'll leave the light on for you, Dom. I'll be staying at the Hyatt.
Good luck with that.
Dom, let's get back to this story of Jennifer Doro. Again, she is a Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate. And in the Journal Sentinel, Daniel Bice is reporting accusations leveled against Doro's son, Michael, that he sold a fentanyl-laced opioid, supposed to be a Percocet, according to what the guy that bought it told his friends he was seeking to buy. And the kid took the pill, went back to college, passed out on a beanbag, and effectively died from fentanyl poisoning. Now, when asked for comment, when approached by the family, the father specifically, Jennifer Doro, according to this story, kind of fleed, didn't want to have a conversation. And earlier, she didn't offer an explanation to the Journal Sentinel. But last week, according to Bice's reporting, the judge offered a much more sympathetic response to Reddington's situation. Here's what she said, Dom. My heart aches for Cade's parents. I am very sorry for their loss, and I pray that somehow, that they somehow find comfort and peace. Jennifer Doro wrote an email to the Journal Sentinel. As for my son, he's not a public official, nor is he a candidate for any office, as Bice writes, which is certainly true. But the Reddington family is still left with at least two questions. First, who's paying for Michael Doro's attorney or his parents? Also, two of Cade Reddington's friends told the Journal Sentinel that in October of 2021, Michael showed them and others via a private Snapchat story what he said was a text from his mother, that'd be Judge Doro, that said, "Are you still dealing drugs?" So did the judge know this was a problem? Asked about these two questions, the judge did not respond, Dom. Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. $1 Million Thursday, but not for much longer. Get moving. Get signed up. Tell them the Devil's Advocates sent you. We'll be right back.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Alexis Christophorus. In Tennessee, Shelby County District Attorney Steve Mulroy formally announced a grand jury returned indictments, including second-degree murder charges, against the five fired Memphis police officers in the beating death of Tyree Nichols.
While each of the five individuals played a different role in the incident in question, the actions of all of them resulted in the death of Tyree Nichols, and they are all responsible.
The officers were fired after a review of body cam video, allegedly showing the officers beating Nichols during his arrest. Nichols died 3 days later. A jury in New York has found Saifullo Saipov, a Uzbek native, guilty of murder and attempted murder in order to gain entry to ISIS. He was accused of driving a rented truck down a Manhattan bike path near the Hudson River in 2017 in an ISIS-inspired terror attack that killed 8 people. Today's verdict makes him eligible for the death penalty. This is ABC News.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin's record budget surplus keeps growing. The Legislative Fiscal Bureau now says state government could be $7.1 billion in the black in July. That's $500 million more than expected. Almost 90% of that increase comes from money that was set aside during the past 2 years, but not spent. Lawmakers and the governor are talking about what to do with the money. If you don't have high-speed internet where you live, now is the time to fix that. Anyone can challenge the Federal Communications Commission's draft of the National Broadband Map. You can check your address to see if you should be getting it. Washington is trying to get high-speed internet access to as many people as possible. In sports, the Bucks beat Denver last night 107-99. Maryland shelled the Badgers 73-55. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
It's Friday.
Oh, it is Friday.
It was a short week, and it still feels like it was a long week. And we did it!
We did. Well, we're almost
done. We almost did it. We're still going to get through today. But we did it. We live to tell about it. We're having fun.
Yeah. All kinds of fun things planned for today.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Always on the Civic Media app.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which
right.
Was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms.
Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Malarkey. The Devil's Advocates invented malarkey.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, $1 Million Thursday, Dom. And that ad you just heard, at least those of you listening in the great state of Wisconsin, at least on Devil Radio, what we just heard. Dominic, can you describe what we just heard play out here? On Devil Radio.
I just literally heard an ad for law and order constitutionalist candidate Republican mega Dan Kelly? Was that satire or was that a real ad?
You're welcome.
Come on.
What did Kelly's campaign claim about his vote during the pandemic, Tom?
He was the deciding vote.
The deciding vote to overturn Tony Evers' safer at home order. He's the guy that voted to send you out during a pandemic to vote in 2020. I feel confident. And he was on the ballot
in that election. I mean, do you think the fact that he lost by such a margin at that point was due in part to his one deciding vote, making everyone go out in full PPP, like Robin Voss saying, oh, it's totally safe to go outside.
Yes, I absolutely do. He got his ass handed to him by Jennifer Doro by 163,000 votes. So when you
not Jennifer Doro.
Pardon me. Karofsky, Jill Karofsky. Got Doro on the mind.
Yes,
we've been talking about Doro. My bad. Jill Karofsky handed Dan Kelly his ass by 163,000 votes. And certainly, I think the voters of the state of Wisconsin were trying to send a message. So, I got to tell you, Dom, and I don't want to speak or put words into my partner's mouth, but Sage didn't want that ad.
I'm with Sage, man.
I'm for running that ad.
Why are you for that ad?
Strongly advocated for running that ad. Are you kidding me, man? Let me tell you why.
Tell me why.
First of all, it harkens back to the election of Brian Hagedorn to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The only one we kind of missed there. We got Dalit, we got Karofsky, and we blew a big chance on the Hagedorn Neubauer race. And Hagedorn ultimately won that race by 5,600 votes. And here's what happens. Typically, I mean, back then, Dom, there was not a civic media network. We weren't building out Death Star where we can speak literally in these little microphones and be heard in all the major metros and all across rural Wisconsin. I mean, we're getting ready to close the map, Dom. This did not exist, though. And back in that campaign, when I heard ads on, let's call it right-wing talk radio, I would hear ads saying, from the left, purchased by the left, saying, Brian Hagedorn, he's the real conservative. Right? You heard me complain about it. You remember
those
things.
I did, man. You were very vocal and opinionated about that.
But what was my advocacy for? Effectively, I thought it was stupid, a wasted expenditure for the left to put money into lifting up the name recognition of the conservative candidate on the right and then putting it on their airwaves to remind those that might be willing to vote for the guy anyways because they're listening to right-wing talk radio, but the left bought the right and then said, don't vote for the conservative guy. And I thought that was damn dumb. Stupid. That was some moronic behavior, to my opinion.
So is this the, you consider this the exact inverse of what
was
going on then?
Well, close. It's close. It's not a direct parallel. But understand, the Uline funded, I strongly suspect, because you never really know who's funding. That's not actually a Dan Kelly campaign ad. That is a third-party group saying.
Fair Courts or something like that?
Fair Courts, that's. Yeah. That's the Uline money, right? That's the Uline millions. My understanding, a $700,000 ad campaign rolled out. Not here on Civic Media. Sage would have already given away more than that just today. Not here, but across the state. Dan Kelly dropped like a $700,000, or this group supporting Kelly dropped $700,000. And nothing stated in that ad is untrue. Dan Kelly was the deciding vote to make you go vote in a pandemic. He was the deciding vote to overrule Governor Tony Evers. He is the true conservative in his own mind and probably amongst the opinion of many on the right. The liberals do want to overturn the balance of the court, and one singular seat that's on the ballot this April makes all the difference. So, to my opinion, billionaire Uline Dick and his wife are funding Dan Kelly's message in the wrong place. You know, he's kind of looking for love in all the wrong places, right? So he is paying me to do what I would have done for free, which is say, this is the jacknut that made you go vote in a pandemic. This is the conservative, the real one, not even the fake celebrity one. This is the really god-awful one. They got defeated because he made you go vote in a pandemic. Just in case you forgot.
I get it. And that's a totally acceptable perspective, Crudy. I understand. But I'm a Sage, man. F that guy. So, because we're not, I mean, are you required, right? During the campaign,
nope.
So you're not required right
no
now.
No requirement.
To take
this just is purely of Crudy's volition.
Yeah, right.
And you know, oh, I mean. Sage is a grown-up. He decides for the company. He's the CEO. But I just say I was strongly opinionated on this one. I want to hear these messages.
Could we have this conversation
all day if we need to.
Yeah,
but if you don't understand, I mean, did those ads play out
anywhere between, I don't know, say 3:59 and then after 6:01, for example? I mean, can you slide them some other show? I mean, you know, just a question. I'm not sure how the whole range and the ad thing works, but perhaps you could, you know, load up Angry Grandpa's show, you know, or put it back to the midnight hour.
Here's what I would say. I requested placement in my show. Oh, I don't really get to say. But here's the deal. If some guy out in D.C., because you know, even though he lives in Wisconsin, Dan Kelly hired some D.C. consultancy firm. I mean, if you're buying Devil Radio in Madison, dude, you ain't doing your homework. Really, somebody's getting fired over this. And I'm going to play him out every day until he gets fired. I hope it's not before the 21st primary in February. Because you know what? After the 21st, Dan Kelly's going to be just a two-time loser in history. This is the only time in the entirety of my life that I'm ever going to cash those sweet, sweet Dan Kelly dark money checks. And those messages, dude, really, you heard it. You know our audience. These are really smart people. Did he just convince any of them to vote for him? A single one of them? No, he just raised his name recognition. Oh, yeah, that's the guy we never have to think about again because he's terrible. Thank you, Dan Kelly Super PAC and Dick Uihlein. So I have been watching the left fund the right's messaging campaigns and right-wing talk radio and the infrastructure for years, Dom. The tables have turned. I'm going to enjoy it for a minute.
Oh. How does that work? If they give you a time frame in which they got to play?
Oh, they get to place their ads. They pay a premium, Dom. These aren't the cheapo ads. Oh, no. You can charge a premium when some third-party group, like the billionaire Dick Uihlein-funded group, when they want to place those ads. No, they're paying primed.
So dude, they tell this you is yes, the, we want it at 4:30 in the Devil's Advocates.
When you want it in afternoon can, drive in the yeah. most dynamic show that, you know, no offense to the other fine host around here, but the most dynamic show on the Civic Media Network, dude, you pay a premium for placement in this show. Somebody didn't do their homework. And we're cashing the checks, man. I got the drinks. I'm buying you.
All right. Now we're talking.
Well,
I forgot I
was going to see you tomorrow. Now you're going to take me up on that. That's going to get pricey.
Surf and turf it, baby. I get it. I just, you know, he's these Republicans, man. It's really tough to listen to it, you know, and to hear it on our show is really even that much more difficult.
You can't handle the truth. You'll soon be anesthetized to that crappy ad. I've always said, who would buy an ad on a talk radio station? Because people, I mean, I love the commercials. I love the fine sponsors. When we say, hey, Solidarity Realty, they're the best. I mean that because I know Darcy Haber. I know that real estate firm. But, you know, you hear those national ads or whatever. You know, I don't endorse Dan Kelly's Super PAC's advocacy, right?
I mean, I didn't know until you said it now, but I thank you for the clarification.
I've got to clarify. I do not support the advocacy for Dan Kelly, but I think everything stated was true. Now, if that changes, if we get submissions,
you couldn't look at this ad and objectively just refuse it because of, you know, lies or misnomers.
There were no lies stated.
Right.
These are accuracies, and in fact, I want our audience to know exactly who Dan Kelly is. And this ad really tells that story. He's that guy. Don't forget, Dan Kelly, he's that freaking guy. You don't have to worry about voting for him. You can just scratch that one right off the ballot.
Well, that leaves only one other conservative mega judge running for Wisconsin Supreme Court.
If my strategy, if Crudy's, you know, Monday morning quarterbacking about who actually released this story about Doro in tandem with the new ad buy on behalf of, let's say, the Dan Kelly campaign. If, let's just say, it's not just casual coincidence that those two things happen on the same day. Well, Dom, I got to think it could get kind of ugly out here in the primary land.
Well, you know,
what about Doro's response?
I mean, the Republicans are in disarray.
I can't wait. 844-967-2789. But blame? Cast it here, man. I got broad shoulders. I can carry it.
I blame Crudy. Everybody blame Crudy.
Blame me. I own this one. Over the strong objections of my business partner, I own this one.
And your show partner. Yes, that's all you.
You don't matter. Us, we're in the same room in the bar.
Absolutely, man. I refuse. I will not back down.
You don't have to back down. Didn't we just have a nice little discussion, you and I, about... I mean, I've given you the reasons. You don't have to agree with them.
I absolutely disagree with them.
Good.
But, you know, what am I going to do?
That makes me feel even better.
And if Dan Kelly ends up winning...
Nobody.
Then I'm going to blame some of the people in this room. And then...
If Dan Kelly...
forgive.
Please, God, let Dan Kelly win the primary. No, seriously.
No, win. I'm talking win. If Dan Kelly is the
How is Dan Kelly going to win than a primary right
because
now?
Because he's advertising on the Devil's Advocates radio show, Crudy, and maybe some people are going to think, oh, my God, the Devils, and they're supporting Dan Kelly. Well, of course, we're not. Those are ads. They buy them. Crudy accepts them. Sage and I disagree, but, you know, Crudy, we're going to let Crudy run this one out. But I'm telling you, I'm like the godfather meeting the five families when he's got to get Michael home from Sicily. That if he should hang himself in his jail cell or get struck by a bolt of lightning, if Dan Kelly wins the Wisconsin Supreme Court race, Crudy, that I do not forgive.
That's never going to happen. I met the man. He is a contemptuous bastard, man. That's never going to happen. We want this guy to win the primary. Seriously, he's unelectable. He already proved it. Ask Joe Karofsky, Supreme Court Justice Joe Karofsky. He's just wanker appointee Dan Kelly. He ain't going to win. We're going to take your phone calls. I love our audience. Tell us who's right. You know it's me.
If you loved him, you wouldn't put him through that. I love you, audience.
What, the political messaging? It wasn't going to happen whether or not this Dan Kelly ad ran. Dude, it's just starting. I'm telling you. I had meetings today with national buyers, and I just smiled and said, bring it. Bring it. And by the way, it's not just Sage that disagrees, not just Dominic. It's really generally almost everyone that works on this Civic Media Network. They're all looking at me, shaking a fist. You know, thank God I got bulletproof glass here. Yeah. So, no. I what do they call that? The fool's veto? I am that fool. You're welcome. Come back. Your phone calls are next. 844-967-2789.
Pretty much in the dark.
You believe that story? You believe that?
But don't ever take sides with anyone against the family again.
Self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. Self-monitoring is power. Visit managerbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
The Devil's Advocates.
The plaintiff, Donald J. Trump, hereby serves his suit against the defendants, Hillary Clinton and her cohorts, orchestrated an unthinkable plot, one that shocks the conscience and is an affront to the nation's democracy. This week on Fox.
You know what I mean? Like you're throwing a few too many adverbs and adjectives in this sentence.
One man, one mission Donald Trump gets made fun of. This is Watergate 2.
Making radio great again.
Wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. Self-monitoring is power. Visit managerbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows dip down to around 14 tonight under mainly cloudy skies, southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast tomorrow, snow likely, high temperatures reach up to 31. Lows around 11 tomorrow night, chance of flurries. 1 to 2 inches of snow tomorrow through Saturday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 26.
7 degrees.
Kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin uprising. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines open. We'll go there shortly at 844-967-7789.
Unless you're a small business owner in the state of Wisconsin and you have not yet gone to the civicmedia.us website and signed up for the $1 million giveaway, Dom's supposed to be 15 hours. I have just been informed you've got 9 more minutes. We've already hit our bogey, but, you know, like ballot signatures are sometimes challenged. You know, someone, there's going to be some duplicate or whatever. So literally, they're going to close it down in 10 minutes if you haven't signed up. And I mean this in all sincerity. No strings attached. Free advertising. Put your name on the list. Few questions. Goes really quick. You'll be notified within a couple of days of whether or not you got it. But I'm telling you, right now, now or never. Now or frickin' never. Because we've already hit the bogey. And right now, you would need a few people bumped out of line. But, you know, I'll go challenge a couple of ballot signatures, Dom. 844-967.
Stop the steal.
789. Jeannie from Eau Claire. How you doing, sister?
Hey, Jean.
Hi, guys. I just did some research immediately. You go to faircourtsamerica.org, and at Fair Courts America, we're tracking the woke mob's activity and are ready to fight for free and fair courts at every level of our government. But we can't do it without you. So I had to give you that one. There was some other stuff on here, too, but check out faircourtsamerica.org.
Gene, what's your opinion? You want to hear that garbage, or what's your thought on this? No?
Makes me want to puke.
The America Independent and WisPolitics are both saying PAC link to mega donor Dick Uihlein. This is Uihlein money.
Well, I guess we got to talk about Uihlein and the people trying to not buy stuff at Uihlein for sticking their gall dang nose in our
Jeannie, let me ask you, when's the last time billionaire Dick Uihlein backed a winner? Who's the last winning candidate he backed? Can you think of any?
Well, didn't he back
Kevin Nicholson?
He backed Ron Johnson from Wisconsin. We can watch out for that one. Yeah, that guy needs to take his money and stick it somewhere else, like maybe up at you-know-what. There I go, I'm sorry. Bye, guys.
Bye, Jeannie. Hard to keep it clean sometimes.
These ads are making even Jeannie go a little crazy, man. Come on.
You can handle the truth. I'm telling you. You can handle the truth. Just laugh at it. Think. You asked me, is this satire? Think of it as satire. It's funny. Make fun of it. Mock it. Do what you got to do. Just understand, every time you hear that voice for Dan Kelly, you are helping to build the Death Star on behalf of Civic Media. Because we're going to take Dick Uihlein's money and we're going to turn it against their cause. You see what we're doing here? That's what my plan is. Everyone disagrees with it, I know, and I don't give a damn.
I mean, dark money groups. I mean, we don't like dark money groups, right? I mean, right? Generally speaking.
We know who's giving that money. It's Dick Uihlein. Okay, the money's come from billionaire mega donor Dick Uihlein. It's transparent for you now. There's no dark. He's trying to buy a seat for Dan Kelly. That is completely... We've spent enough good time making this completely transparent. don't vote for Dan Kelly. 844-967-2789. Hate me if you must. Thank you.
It's all Crudy's fault.
It is. Absolutely. I own this one. I take all the credit. Betsy. Welcome, Betsy. Welcome back. What do you got?
Hey, Betsy.
Well, there you go, Captain Crudy. Yeah, I knew you were behind that. But you do have smart listeners. And we do all want to puke when we hear it. But we know what's what. And I thank God for you and your whole crew. Because, you know, it was heard on Tom Hartman yesterday. Even Tom Hartman said it. And your name was brought up twice, Crudy. Mike Crute. And your dynamic, how you've grown the civic media.
Tom Hartman wrote a really...
You started it.
Well, thank you, Betsy. It's a partnership. It's really grown far beyond me. I mean, we've got nearly 50 people working on this team now. Betsy, this is way more than Crudy. And quite frankly, the credit and even the generosity of spirit of my partner deferring to my bad judgment on this Dan Kelly ad and saying, I disagree with you, Crudy, but I believe in this mission, and if you think this is the right thing to do, then I'll support you. And Betsy, not hemorrhaging money while we're building this thing, allowing Dick Uihlein to help fund the Death Star, cost a lot of money to build the Death Star. So why shouldn't Dick Uline's money fund it? Better than mine.
Indeed. Listen, I trust you, man. You did start this whole damn ball rolling, and I thank you for it. And you're going to be famous one day, Curdy. All right. Okay.
Infamous.
You are famous.
Famous, sir?
I love you, Rob.
Betsy, I don't know if you've seen my new portrait down at the post office. 844-967-2789. Our favorite, Ken Bob from Dailyville. How you doing, Ken Bob?
Hey, Ken Bob.
Oh, I'm doing good, and I'm on Crudy's side.
Yeah! That makes two of us.
My teeth were on edge. I listened to that. I'm like, Jesus. But two things. One thing, I know what they're thinking now. I know where they're going. You got to pay attention to what the other guy's trying to do if you're going to counter it. So now we know where they're going with Kelly. And the other thing is, dude, take the money. I mean, we need more ads on progressive radio, period. It doesn't matter who's putting them on there. As long as you don't change what you say when you're hosting, I am 150% behind you.
Ken Bob,
go for it, man.
Do I seem like I'm filtered over here? Does this feel like, is this a watered-down version of your favorite Crudy? This ain't Light Bear, man. This is the Devil's Advocates.
Ken Bob, he's holding back that Crudy. This money's gonna change his whole perspective now.
Gonna join the club for growth, I'm sure. Probably tomorrow, right?
You know, as a small business owner, Ken Bob, I've been voting against my own self-interest for like 30 years.
Thanks for the call,
anyway,
Ken Bob.
You got one guy in your corner.
Thanks,
right,
Ken Bob.
We got one. Crudy, at some point, right, there's a certain window that comes, and if any candidate comes to you, you are obligated to run those ads. When does that start?
It's open. We're there.
So right now, so you could not turn down this ad?
This is not a candidate ad. This is a third-party dark money group. We just happen to know who the source of the money is. They advertised.
Okay. So that the difference being that if this was specifically paid for by Dan Kelly for Dan Kelly, you have no option. You must run those ads. You don't even
have
an option.
At the lowest unit cost rate, the cheapest ad rates that we extend to any other advertiser on this fine network, the difference is we love the small businesses, less so Dan Kelly's Super PAC. Devil's Advocates, come back with us. Maggie Dodd joining me in studio. It's going to be a happier happy hour indeed.
You are listening to your...
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
Finish your high school diploma for you and your family. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC